88.7, The Voice, with the Twirl Artist of the Month for June, Lori Biagini. And speaking of Lori, I've got her on the phone from Vancouver, BC right now. Lori, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Let me turn you up so that the people in California can hear you. How's your day going today? Well, that's good.
Day off from work is a good day.
That's right. So you got a couple of those, at least. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
this is when we play. We're all weekend warriors, you know, you with the music, me with the radio. Love the Saturdays here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I got to ask you, first off, how did you get started in music? You're one of our favorites on Twirl, and you've been a regular in our playlist for about the last year or so. How did you get started?
Well, I had a toy piano when I was a toddler.
Wow.
I started taking piano lessons and started playing by ear at age 5 and playing lots of rock and roll kind of stuff. And I didn't really start performing until early 90s. I was in a couple of cover bands.
Okay.
And then I took a break from that and didn't really start anything up until just a couple years ago when a song came to my mind and it just wouldn't go away.
Yeah, that's a great story. That's in your bio. That's on the liner notes for your CD. You just got inspired. What happened?
Well, what happened, it was weird. I was on the train home from work, and there was this melody going through my mind, and it wouldn't go away. It was just, like, stuck there. And grown up always having little songs that I make up that are, you know, coming in and out of my mind, but this one, it just wouldn't go away. And the weird thing about this was that there were lyrics also, words, at the same time. I was hearing the words and the music, and I was getting pretty excited about it, so I thought, okay, I guess I should see what I can do with this. And once I got home, I quickly recorded the melody in the memory banks of one of my keyboards, wrote out the words, and that weekend, I guess, just having a little discussion over here, we decided to go and buy some recording equipment and software from a local music store. So, got it recorded in about 48 hours, and I put it up on the internet just to see what people thought of it, and the response was really great. So, songs just started coming after that, and
wow.
Within a few months, I had my first request from a radio station to play it on the radio. So.
Okay, so I got to know, who was the first radio station to ever play your music?
Oh, it was WBUL from Tampa, Florida, at a college.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And I got to ask you, what was that first song that came to you?
Oh, that was Away on a Cloud.
Way on a Cloud, yeah. We played that on Twirl just a couple weeks ago, too. I love that song, too.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And that's part of your Riding the Wave album, your current album. And that's just a great album. There's no losers on that one at all. You just have this classic sound. You sound like, I always like to say you sound like Karen Carpenter fronting the Beach Boys. You definitely are reminiscent of beach music, you know, from California. But you're in Vancouver, Canada. That came as a surprise to me. You sound like you're from here.
California. It's funny, yeah. But, well, I am on the West Coast, and...
That's right.
Vancouver is sort of the L.A. of Canada, so...
There you go. And you know, you, even though you're in Canada, you're a whole lot closer to the ocean than I am. I'm a couple hours inland, doesn't look anything like the beach around here. But you paint such vivid word pictures of sunny days at the beach, you know, the surf, the sand. I love that song with the really long title of yours. Another old lazy line on the beach afternoon. You made me want to go to Southern California when I heard that one. So I got to ask you. So do you? Oh, go ahead.
That song is actually, I was inspired by my trip to California last summer. And I spent an afternoon at Laguna Beach. And just some of the stuff I was noticing and taking in, the experience of it all, that sort of inspired the lyrics of that one.
Yeah, it's definitely word pictures. It made me think of when my folks would take me to the beach. Do you get to the beach much where you live?
Oh, yeah. I try to go almost every weekend in the summer if possible.
Wow. Where do you go? What's it called?
Well, there's different beaches around Vancouver. There's one by the airport that I go to that not a lot of people know about. I basically wherever you can find parking is where I go.
Yeah, I hear that.
Busier beaches I don't go to because there's no parking around there. They're just too busy.
That's truly reminiscent of the Southern California lifestyle. That's how it was when I was down there. If you can't park, you can't go to the beach.
Yeah.
My favorite song, and I've got a lot of favorites of yours, but my favorite song off the album is You're a Dangerous Thing. And that's the one that I first heard of yours, and I heard that on a couple of other great Saturday radio shows, The Time Machine and Pop Garden Radio. And that song turned me into a fan of yours.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I just thought that's a new twist. It's the music sounded familiar, but I've never quite heard lyrics like that. I think you just have a real, real solid way with words.
Well, that was kind of a weird song. That song is about sugar, and I can't have sugar. Sugar's bad for me, and so all those things I talk about, the feelings in that song, those are the symptoms I get when I have something with sugar in it, But the way I wrote it was sort of like a metaphor, so it sounds like I'm writing it about a guy, but really it was about my reaction to sugar.
You completely fooled me. And, you know, my wife's the same way. She's got hypoglycemia, so she needs to stay
with...
We'll have to share some notes offline, but that's... that. Yeah, I know what that's like, and I often tell her that's the actual meaning of the song, you know, that because she's a sugar-free babe as well.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so that leads into my next question, which is any of your writing based on real life experience? Well, we've got that one in the bag. How about others?
Oh yeah, almost all of them are, but I try to use a lot of metaphors so that I don't get in trouble.
I love it. Yeah, because you've got a pretty big following.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of real life stuff in there. Things I notice, weird things I notice online. You know, people. And their dramas and stuff, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, people tend to let it all hang out online as if nobody's watching. I don't get that because a lot of my coworkers and managers are online, so I try to behave there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got another one for you. This was the bonus track on the album. I have a gut feeling, but I want to know if I'm right. What's the story behind Bamboozled?
Okay, that all started with Beach Boys Britain. They're sort of a big Beach Boys organization fan club in the UK. And Val Johnson Howe, who's in charge of the organization, she approached me and asked me if I might want to custom write a song for this event they're having to celebrate the release of Pacific Ocean Blue and Bamboo, Dennis Wilson's album. And if I was able to come up with something, they would play it at their event because they had a big event to celebrate that. So I custom wrote that for that event, and it turned out to be so popular that I thought I'd just throw it on as a bonus.
Yeah, and it's a great track. I think the first time you sent me this, and I think the disc failed. I asked you to resend me the disc. First time it didn't have that, so I think Bamboozled was an add-on sometime after you released it, it seems.
Yes.
Yeah, great song. My guess was totally wrong. I was thinking Denny from the Mamas and Papas, so I was off.
No, it was all about Dennis Wilson.
Okay, there you go. Your metaphors work, and you know, they make people think of one thing, and there's a whole other meaning behind it. I love it. So you sent me another track just this week, and it's called Gonna Do It My Way. What's the backstory on that?
It's sort of a song that's a tribute to independent artists everywhere. It sort of expresses the sentiment that we feel about wanting to do our own music our own way, and, you know, who cares what's in style right now? We don't care. You can't artificially create a good song. Otherwise, it just sounds kind of forced and mechanical.
Yeah.
You have to go with, you know, what's in your soul, and so that's what I wrote it about, and I'm dedicating it to all the indie artists out there.
Very good, and that's my favorite kind of musician because they make, and I'm including you in this, make the most creative music out there. I know there's a lot of indie artists listening to us tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and play that one right now, Lori, here on Twirl.
You can say what you think, but I'm not going to bend. I've never been one to follow a trend, so I may be alone, but I won't be a clone.
Lori Biagini on The Voice with Doing It My Way, yes. And I'm going to do it my way, sorry. And that's her tribute to independent artists everywhere. Lori is my guest today on Twirl Radio. So, Lori, who are your influences? I can think of a few, but I'd rather hear it from you.
My influences. Number one, Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys.
Yes.
The Carpenters.
Yes.
Mamas and the Papas, the Monkees. Oh, man. Boys and Heart, they did Monkey stuff anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's a lot of the 60s and, you know, early 70s. I have a little bit of Jerry Lee Lewis and Floyd Kramer in there for piano influences. And but pretty much it's all the harmony and bands that had, I don't know, there's certain kinds of songs that attract me, and it's usually stuff with really weird, funky chord progressions and twists and turns and, you know, just a lot of harmony in there.
Yeah, that sounds like your thing. I mean, you definitely put it together really well. Is the keyboard your main instrument?
That is. Yes, it is.
And you told me you're in the music room. Go ahead and prove it. I want to hear that you're in the music room.
Prove that I'm in the music room.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I believe you. That's awesome. I didn't expect that much. I expected like a note. That's fantastic, Lori.
Oh, well, scooping around. That's how I get, you know, de-stress from work.
Yeah, and you know what? You now can go ahead and you can take credit. You get live credit or you get credit for a live performance here. So put that on your resume now.
Wow. Cool.
So speaking of live performances, you were telling me you don't perform very much live, but you were at the International Pop Overthrow last year. How'd that go?
Oh, that was awesome. I had such a great time. I was in San Francisco first. There was a band down there named Hope Chest, and they were they knew me from a Beach Boys-related message board.
Gotcha.
And, anyways, there was a talk of perhaps, you know, the guys on the message board said, oh, you should try to be in the International Pop Overthrow since, you know, you play the kind of music that they would like. And a band on there offered to back me if I would come down to San Francisco. So I approached David Bash, who had been asking me actually for the past, it was the year before that. He had asked me to come, and I said, oh, I don't have a band. I'm scared. I don't, you know. But anyways, I approached him. I said, this band wants to back me in San Francisco. What do you think? And he says, sure, yeah, let's do it. So they booked the date, and I flew down, and the band learned my music, and we practiced for 3 days before, actually 3 evening sessions before the actual gig, and played the festival and played half an hour of my stuff, and it was amazing. It was so much fun.
That's cool. Did you guys mesh pretty well?
Yeah, it was amazing. Well, you know, we all have different backgrounds, but once you're playing musical instruments together and singing harmony together, it's, you know, you're all pretty much in sync there.
That's so nice. So you've had a taste of the IPO. You're playing again this year? How's that going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing in Vancouver. I also played in Vancouver last year when I came back from California. And that was all by myself with my piano, and I'm going to be doing the same sort of thing this year. And there's a chance that I could have a special guest singing harmony with me up on stage there, but it depends if they can get the airfare and the time to come here.
Ah.
But so I don't want to announce any names yet, but it's possible there could be someone up there with me helping me out with the harmonies.
So we'll leave that out there as a teaser. When's your show going to be?
It's going to be August 27th, 9:30 p.m. at the Railway Club in Vancouver.
Okay. So you guys get out there, get up to Vancouver. I have a friend who's listening in Vancouver, Washington tonight, so he might be looking around for that address, so we'll make sure he knows it's BC, not WA. So we're getting close to the end of the interview. This has gone by so fast, Lori. Got to ask you just a few quick questions. Let's take care of business first. Where can my listeners get their very own copy of Riding the Wave?
Okay, well, pretty much if you Google my name, Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, be a genie, B-I-A-G-I-N-I, all the sites will come up. And I'm at CD Baby if you want a physical copy of the album. Otherwise, I'm on iTunes and Rhapsody, Napster, and all those other digital distributors if you want the good quality MP3s. But pretty much if you just Google my name, you'll find it.
And you guys won't be sorry. It's a great album, great music. She has about 16 wonderful songs on here, and new ones coming out later this year in the fall. And I'm going to ask you this one last question, and you and I occasionally talk about this topic online, and you didn't know this one's coming, but what's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yes.
Barbecue.
Yes. Well, you know, you and I both talk about barbecue. I put some of my pictures online. I need to see what your food looks like, too, so you got to post some photos, too.
Okay, yeah, I'm having a barbecue tomorrow for Father's Day, so...
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's going to be steaks tomorrow night.
That sounds awesome. You're making me hungry already, but I can't get up there, so I'll just make my own.
Okay.
Lori Biagini, thank you so much for welcoming Summer to Twirl Radio. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Well, thanks.
And as we finish off here, what song of yours would you like me to play? I'll test my DJ skills and see if I can cue it up really quickly.
How about the one with the really long title? Old Lazy Lion on the Beach Afternoon.
Okay, you've got it. Lori Biagini, Another Old Lazy Lion on the Beach Afternoon here on Twirl Radio. Thanks, Lori. Hang on the line.
Walk along the sand after hitting the pier, oh yeah. I ain't going anywhere soon. It's just another old lazy lion on the beach afternoon. The breeze from the sea.